broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. From Boots to Biz Radio, sharing helpful information and practical insight about the franchise industry for the military veteran entrepreneur. Now, here's your host, Bill Williams.
Hello, everybody. Everyone out there in cyberspace. Welcome to From Boots to Biz, and my co-host is Kevin Finn. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Kind of wet and cold outside, if you haven't been out lately.
I have not been out. I've been in this little box all day, yeah. So.
It's kind of miserable out there. But I'm saying excited about today's show. I think it's we've got a very informative program, and we've got Charles Williams of WGC Commercial Lending with us, and Jana Chiabe. I knew I'd break. Jana Chiabe.
You got it.
Okay, perfect. Of Guidon Financial. So, one of the questions that I get all the time when people are beginning to look at franchising or thinking about it is, well, how do I buy it? How do I pay for it? You know, what are my options? And that's what we're talking about today is how to finance a franchise. So, Kevin, when you're ready, we'll help you out.
I'm almost ready. So okay. This is good for me.
Good. So, I want everybody to say hello. Jana, say hello again, please.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah. And Charles.
Hello, everyone.
That great radio voice he's got. And
I'm a little jealous.
Yeah. And Charles Williams. And I'm Bill Williams, but we're, as far as we know, we're not related, right?
That's correct. Last time I checked.
Last one we checked.
Never know.
So, when Jana is with Guidon Financial, and Jana has a fascinating background. She's the East Coast Business Development Rep for Guidon, working with everybody on the East Coast, I guess, that's interested in funding. And very professional and a good background in business, marketing, advertising, national and internationally. So, she brings a lot to the party. So why don't we, since you're on the phone with us, why don't we go to you first and, tell us a little bit about yourself and Guidon Financial, and then we'll keep talking.
Great. Well, very happy to be here. Thanks for having me today. I'm just excited to participate in this. I know we're talking a lot about financing and veterans, and myself and Guidance very committed to that. Really believe in supporting our veterans get into business ownership. Like you said, I've been in finance, marketing, even worked for a technology startup, and really love the whole idea of entrepreneurism. I love watching people come up with ideas or kind of want to take control over the ownership of their investments and their money and kind of create the life that they want. So every day I get to hear great stories about wonderful people who either come out of service or ready to quit the corporate world and jump into business ownership, and get to watch them from the beginning to the end, and it's a pretty incredible experience.
Yeah, it's really exciting, isn't it, to be a part of that?
Very, very inspiring, personally.
Good. Well, tell us about Guidon. You know, what kind of financing does Guidon offer to their clients?
Yeah, so Guidon Financial, just a little background. We've been around since 2003. I'm definitely the leader when it comes to small business financing. You know, we have a lot of different financing products, but what we're really known for is a very unique product that most average people have never heard about, and that is a 401k rollover. Also, you know, it's termed as ROBS, right, which is rollover for business startup. But it essentially is where individuals can take their retirement assets. Maybe they've got a TSP, a 401k. They can actually use that money tax-free, penalty-free to finance a new business or an existing business. So they can take more kind of control over the type of investments in their retirement fund.
That's a great option for people. I've had a number of clients in the past use that. But you mentioned something TSP. That might be more in the that stands for Thrift Savings Plan, right?
Correct. I should have been more clear, right? That's just our lingo around here. Yeah.
Sure.
Basically, you can use almost any type of retirement asset for this structure, really the only type of retirement asset that would not qualify would be a Roth IRA. So anybody out there who has retirement funds that are rollable can tap into those retirement funds and essentially finance their business with that money.
That's great. That's great. Well, now, are you folks working with VetFran? And why don't you go ahead and talk about VetFran, if you can?
Sure, absolutely. Well, for most people aren't familiar with what VetFran is, first off. And it really is a strategic initiative by the International Franchise Association. It's been around for a long time. It started back in 1991. And really, VetFran is dedicated its efforts to supporting veterans returning home originally from the Gulf War and transition back into the economy. So this initiative is really trying to help veterans either find employment or jump into business ownership. And we have decided to jump in on that initiative and pledge our support because it's something that we think veterans are a great fit for franchises.
Well, I think that's a great point to talk about. Franchise companies love veterans because of their work ethic, their above average integrity compared to society, the fact that they are accustomed to training and support and structure. So they really are interested in helping out on this. So, it's called Operation Enduring Opportunity. Is that part of VetFran or is that an independent program?
Yeah, that was basically came into fruition out of VetFran. It's basically we partnered with the International Franchise Association and Joining Forces. This was led by First Lady Michelle Obama for the Operation Enduring Opportunity campaign. And really, its sole focus is dedicated to helping veterans find employment.
Okay, so it's more about finding employment at this point than
well, it's a combination of it's a combination of both. Finding employment as well as those who are interested, becoming entrepreneurs themselves.
Okay, good. A few minutes ago, I heard the word pledge. Can you is Guyton have a set of goal or something to pledge to or relative to helping veterans?
Yeah, absolutely. We pledge to get 500 veteran-owned businesses up and running by 2014.
Wow.
And right now we're about a third of the way there, so we're still looking for lots of veterans who really want to jump into business ownership.
Fantastic. 500, that's, and you say a third, so what is that, 150 approximately down?
Roughly around there, yeah.
My math.
That's good to know.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Is that okay?
Yeah,
well, it's a good ballpark, yeah.
Well, I'm from Nebraska, so I got to check. So, all right, that's a big number, and more to come. That would be fantastic if we could do that, because my opinion is that, veteran who's going to open a business is going to be inclined to hire other veterans, so that's going to help reduce the unemployment factor out there as well. So, well, now, if you've pledged that, now is there a discount available to vets in this under Guyton?
Sure, we do have discounts. What's the great thing about this whole VetFran initiative is not only Guyton offers discounts to veterans, but also, other franchises and franchisors really have committed providing discounts for veterans. So what we've decided to do is we offer a 10% discount on the iFinance setup fee, which is the 401k rollover, as well as we offer discounts on all of our financing products that we carry because, we understand. We want to give them an incentive and a discount and really treat them well and thank them for their service.
Fantastic, fantastic. And are there, does Guyton employ veterans as well?
Yeah, we do. We've got a lot of people here. We've got 85 employees here in Seattle, and might I add, you've got rain and we've got sun today, so that's
okay, your turn.
Very, very rare, but we do. Our senior counsel here, Joe Wishcamper, is a veteran. We've got some consultants who do the financial consultations, as well as some of our outside counsel are veterans.
Super. Well, you got to live it, live up to it, walk the walk, as they say, right?
So. Exactly.
And also heard something about a scholarship program that you folks are involved in.
Yeah, we decided as we launched on the Operation Enduring Opportunity campaign, that we would love to give some veterans some discounts. So in 2012, once a month, we offered a scholarship to a veteran and was able to place 12 scholarships over 2012. And essentially, we paid the whole cost of their setup of their retirement account.
Okay.
That's so great.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay. Well, good stuff. You know, appreciate it. And a lot of information now. Are you gonna hang on with us for a while?
Yeah, I will. That'd absolutely.
That'd be great. Before we move over to Charles, if someone wants to learn more about Guidant Financial, how can they reach you?
Well, they can just check out our website, which is www.guidantfinancial.com. But if we've got veterans who are listening today, we actually offer a free book. It's called Making the Jump into Small Business Ownership. It's a really good motivational read, trying to discover if business ownership is the right fit for you. And we offer that book for free to veterans. All they have to do is just email veterans@guidantfinancial.com, and that's GUIDANT financial.com, and we'll send them a book for free.
Just one last thing. How else are you guys getting the message out there with all these great programs? How are you guys, how are you letting veterans know?
Well, we do a lot of community events. Actually, last year I went all the way to Detroit to the National Veterans Conference. So we're involved in that. Lots of websites. We do lots of things partnered with the IFA to kind of get the word out about that.
All right. Good stuff.
Very good. Very good. All right. Well, hang on and we'll come back to you.
Sure.
I want to repeat that email address to offer that book, because I think that's extremely useful to people out there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, well, let's go over and talk to my cousin Charles here.
Hey, how you doing, cousin?
Now, I know Charles is a veteran, yes. And you're a graduate of the United States Military Academy, right?
Yes, I am. Beat and Navy. Go Army, beat Navy.
There you go. Yeah. Beat anybody. Come on.
I like that. Oh, hey, we were really
almost.
Good.
I know, I know. I was dying.
Yeah, I did too.
So, Charles and I have known each other for, what, 3-4 years at least, right?
Yeah.
At one time you looked at franchises, mm-hmm. and decided it was not the way to go, which is great. But tell me how you got to tell me about you. Tell us about you. You know, and fill in the blanks on the military career and civilian career. I know you had and how you got on to WGC.
Well, I am with WGC Commercial Lending. We're a full service commercial finance company. We do all types of business and commercial real estate financing. And we target small, medium-sized businesses and commercial real estate owners and investors. And I have about 15-plus years of strategy and finance experience, strategy around corporate strategy, operations, technology, marketing, and how you operationalize that. And then guess what? How do you get a good return on your investment for doing that? And then how do you source the funding that you need, whether it's internal to an organization or external to an organization? I've had the opportunity to work with startups, turnarounds, and Fortune 500 companies. I've worked for organizations like Deloitte, Accenture, Cox Enterprises, Equifax, Walgreens, on either as an employee or as a consultant over my career.
Okay.
And what I've done is I've taken that experience and I work with business owners or commercial real estate owners and investors on really trying to understand their needs in their business. And we come at it from that aspect. And then based upon understanding that, determine the best way to get them financing for their business, whether it's to start a business, manage a business, or to grow a business.
Wow. You got a lot of options for people. So, but I also understand sometimes go to and work with Guidant in a funding situation, right?
Absolutely, because they represent an excellent option on being able to finance a business, whether it's a franchise or some other type of business that's already out there. That's an option. And a lot of business owners out there don't understand the breadth and depth of options available to them to purchase a franchise. And so this gives them the option of being able to understand that and always bring them to the table when it fits for a client.
Yeah, I talk to people, and the first thing they say is, well, first of all, they talk about sandwich shops. You know,
yeah, there you go.
And I try to take them off that real quick.
Well, I haven't had much of a lunch, so you can't talk about
okay. But one of the first things they say is, well, I don't have $500,000, you know, and you don't need that. I mean, we think at Axiom the sweet spot for people is an investment of $75,000 to $150,000, not all of which has to be cash. I mean, you can leverage it, you know, through maybe programs with you, or as Jana pointed out, by a rollover of a thrift saving plan or something like that. So there's a lot of options in that lower range that people just aren't aware of. I like the term options. You know, people just aren't aware. And that's one of the purposes of the show, is to try and put out a lot of information and a lot of education for people. So, tell me more about tell us a little bit about your military career and veterans around the city, mm-hmm. that you know, and how you might help. Help this whole effort that we're working on here.
Well, as a veteran, being a veteran myself, I think it's very important to be able to help our veterans on being able to not just get employment but start businesses. Because of the discipline and the training that they have, mm-hmm. they are very good leaders in the business world.
Yep.
And I think one of the ways we can help grow our economy, and the way our mission is not just to help an organization get funding, but to help them get funding and grow, so they can hire more individuals. And that's the way we really get to stimulate our economy. So we really focus on being able to help our clients on being able to do that, whether it's us directly or as we leverage other partners that may be able to help them in specific areas.
Yeah, that's help them grow is a great carry-on, because some people, I mean, they can get started, but they can't get off, you know, they can't get out of the door. So help them grow and get going is good. Mm-hmm. So, and I agree, you know, the solution to getting the economy growing again is create more small business, because mm-hmm. That's where most employment is. And the more small businesses we can help create, I think the quicker we'll get the economy rocking and rolling again. So can I say that?
Yeah.
You can say that rocking and rolling.
You can say whatever you want. No FCC guidelines.
Old bald fat guy says rocking and rolling.
Distinguished.
Okay.
I just have a quick question. It was surprising to me that vets actually have a hard time finding jobs, because you would think that the morals and the reliability the military instills in all the people that it produces, that they would be ideal candidates for jobs. Why do you guys think that the message really isn't getting out there, or people aren't looking to vets to do that? Are there some drawbacks?
I think it's... And I'll give my perspective, and I'll let Bill chime in. I think it's the perspective of organizations kind of understanding what a veteran can bring to the table. There are several Fortune 500 companies that have brought veterans to the table. And once they understand what they can bring to the table, you will see these companies all of a sudden start hiring veterans aggressively. I mean, there are organizations such as Amazon.com,
oh, yeah.
Walmart, Pfizer years ago. These organizations that all of a sudden said, let me try a few veterans, and they tried a few more, and they said, these folks are outstanding. So I think it's the education process of making sure that you understand what those skill sets are and how those skill sets will translate into being successful in the business sector. Definitely. And educating businesses on these skill sets are comparable to what you need to be successful in business as well as in the military.
Well, the best businesses are great systems, and that's one thing they teach you in the military. That's how to follow instructions and follow systems. So,
yep. Well, that's true, and to as well as use your own initiative. But I'll add a little bit on to that, and I think translate is a key term there. A lot of veterans are unable to translate their military experience into, I mean, it's military talk, you know, mm-hmm. Acronyms and all those things, you know, and they don't know how to apply that to the business world. And on the other side of that, you know, the HR people don't know how to interpret that as well. They don't know how to, you know, that translation thing. There are folks out there and a couple of them, locally that, are really good at helping people veterans write a resume and convert that lingo into business talk, you know, and mm-hmm. that helps a lot. But That's a key term, is to get them to be able to compare military experience to make it translate. Yeah. Yeah. I was talking to a future guest just yesterday, and he implements CRM software.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, now I know there's people in the military that are implementing software and operating software programs all the mm-hmm. time. It's not all point and shoot and, those kinds of things. He said, his business could be a great option for people. So we may be coming back to you, Charles, and Jana, yeah. and getting, saying, hey, we got three guys, and they got this, business to start. We need to help them out. So.
Oh, absolutely. I've implemented CRM systems, so
yeah.
I understand.
That's right. Really, that's right. Yeah. Never ends, does it?
It never ends.
Yeah, so. Well, what type of programs are you mm-hmm. seeing the most action on right now out there, Charles?
I'll take it to kind of the franchising world.
Good.
Along
yeah.
those lines. And so when I talk to individuals and they're looking to start a business, there are several different options out there. You've heard the one from Guidant. That's an excellent option. Some of the other options out there that I always talk to clients about is, stock loans, which is similar from that standpoint. So if you have a portfolio of stocks, those can be used as collateral to get loans, and have funding partners that do that.
So if they've been frugal in mm-hmm. investing in investing
mm-hmm.
okay, in
investing.
The stock market,
mm-hmm.
They could leverage that to help them get into a business. Is
yes.
that right?
Yep, there's opportunities to be able to do that. The other one is around SBA. Everyone's familiar with SBA loans and those type of things. And one of the things that we're seeing in the marketplace right now is that as the economy is improving,
mm-hmm.
banks and other financial institutions are looking to do SBA loans out there. So there's an opportunity to be able to do those, and everyone's kind of familiar with those. There's one other product that most people are not that familiar with, and it's similar to what you may – it's an SBA, but it's called an SBA Express loan.
Yep.
These are fantastic products, and if you had talked to me 9 months ago, I said these things don't exist. But now they're out there, and there are several organizations and financial institutions that are getting into that space. And allows you – they range from being able to get, say, $50,000 to $350,000. You can purchase a franchise for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Get some working capital. I did this for a client just recently. And the nice thing about these things is that they can close relatively quickly. So I'm saying
– define quickly.
Quickly, right. So, most people think, it's going to take me, 6 months. We're talking 4 to 6 weeks. Once you have your paperwork approved, you could have that funding in your hand, and you could be acquiring that franchise.
Fantastic.
And starting moving down the path of growing your business and hiring other additional employees.
Now, is that the Patriot Express or just an Express loan?
It's just an Express.
Okay.
So it's just a regular Express, and this can be used for veterans as well as other individuals.
Okay.
So it's really along the lines of being able to say, hey, is this a good fit, this franchise?
Yep.
And then being able to show the usual things you need to be able to do to get financing for a business.
So you got to have good credit. You got to have some assets. But mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. And it doesn't have to be outstanding credit for a lot of these SBA programs. Usually, what I tell my clients is you need to have at least a minimum of a 650. It's better if you have 680 or 700. Those are usually better.
Sure.
But if you have pretty good decent credit, you have the opportunity to be able to compete for that. We'll look at everything else, but it's an option for clients out there.
Well, that's a mm-hmm. Opportunity to compete is good. And mm-hmm. are you seeing it? Is it the smaller community banks that are more active, or are you seeing the bigger guys get into it as well?
I'm seeing a little bit of both.
Okay,
so it depends upon the financial institution. And I always tell my clients when they I always talk to them, they say, "Well, what are banks doing?" I said, "Every bank has a portfolio of the type of business that they like to have." Just from a business standpoint as well as from a regulatory standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, things can change from 3 months from now. It could be totally different. And so that's where I always talk to my clients about, let's figure out a couple of things. One, how much money do you need and why? Tell me about the business. Tell me about yourself. And then we can determine the best source of financing for you.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Time is racing by here.
It does. It always does.
I know.
Help it. We only got about 5 more minutes.
Did we put you asleep out there, Jana? Are you still with us?
No, I'm still awake. Mm-hmm. It was very informative.
So, good. I had a question. I totally lost it, Kevin,
that's
for
fun.
Jana.
Well, so. You guys, is there anything we haven't talked about that you guys really want to mention that we can help you out with?
Well, we want to make sure that we let people know how to get a hold of Charles.
No, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So,
the best way to reach me is you can call my direct office line, which is 678-831-4498. Or you can email me at cwilliams@wgclending.com. And that's Whiskey Golf Charlie.
That's right.
For the veterans out there.
I remember that.
Lending.com. There you go.
If you're a veteran out there that needs some help, you can deal with a veteran. He'll get it.
Right. Absolutely. And we do things nationally. We will provide financing nationally.
Yeah. Yeah. So now, WGC, is that a franchise itself, or it's an opportunity, a business opportunity, right?
It's a business opportunity, okay. Along those lines of relationships that I've been able to develop over the years, okay. And other organizations I'm affiliated with.
Okay. Well, well done. Well mm-hmm. done. Thank you. Jana.
Yes.
Okay. You're still there. All right. What would you like to come back and just sum up the Guidant program
sure.
quickly for us? And
yeah, no, absolutely. You know, I guess the big takeaway would be, we offer all types of financing, and regardless if somebody has a retirement account or not, you know, I'd really urge individuals to walk through a really quick dynamic questionnaire. It's called the pre-qualification tool. It asks some basic financial information and will give essentially everybody an idea of what they qualify for financing, you know, above and beyond what we have here to offer. So it's a really good tool. If you're thinking about business ownership, you're not sure about your financials, it's a great place to start, learn a little bit about the financing options that are available and kind of empower you and get you excited to move forward. And that can be found on Guidant's homepage, which is just guidantfinancial.com. And if you scroll down, look for a tab. It's called Funding Pre-Qualification Tool. I'd urge people to go through it. It's just very educational. But if you want to talk to somebody on the phone, you can do that too. Just call in our 1-800 number, which is 888-472-4455, and some of our consultants can help you out.
Fantastic. Charles, closing comments for you?
There was one other option that I've been doing with clients out there. It's credit lines through business credit cards. That's another option for some of my clients that are out there. In some cases, I may couple that with two different sources of financing to get them to the total number. And it's really these business credit cards. You get it based upon your credit score, but then you get these business credit cards, and they're in your business name. So you start to develop a business credit profile, which is important as you start to manage and grow your business. So that's an excellent option for some individuals that are out there trying to get financing also. So
wonderful.
It's really great about out there right now. There are a lot of options for individuals to purchase franchises out there. They just need to kind of talk to the right people to kind of give them some guidance.
Why, that's terrific. Charles, appreciate it. Appreciate you coming in on short notice.
Thank you very much.
Jana, pitching in. You were pretty short notice as well.
No problem.
I really appreciate it. I think it's been a great session, Kevin. We've put a lot of information out there.
We have. You always get great guests, and if they know anyone, they can always. We're always looking for good guests.
So. Absolutely. So, this is Bill Williams. I'm your host of From Boots to Business. If you have any questions for us, please contact me directly at bwilliams@4axiom. That's alpha x-ray x-ray IOM.com. And I still remember that after all these time. And, we'd be happy to if we can put you in touch with Charles or Jana or help you look at potentially being a business owner, we'd love to do that. So I think we're about ready to hit the trail, right?
All right.
So we'll be back a week from today.
Yep, same time, same place.
Same time, same place.
Helping vets out. So.
There you go. That's right. From Boots to Business.